Well, hello again, and welcome back to another episode of Expressions with H.E. on the Behind This Woman podcast. Expressions is a bi-weekly mini-episode where either my co-host, Tamika, or I share a few tidbits about our personal insight on what we're feeling, pondering, or pressing topics that currently have our attention. Now, this week, I wanted to talk about the importance of making yourself a priority, or you can also call it investing in yourself. Now, there are many ways that you can invest in yourself, but for clarity, I'm talking about the full investment. It can also be described as self-care, which I admit is a term that's currently being tossed around a lot lately, but it is very important. Now, I saw a video on Instagram of someone explaining the concept of self-investment, and it was really, really good. She likened it to a bank account. So yes, self-investment means buying books, doing trainings, researching, learning, getting mentors, but it also means the practical daily investments. What are we watching? What are we listening to? Who are we listening to? Who are we giving our time to? Let's make it plain. Every single thing we do can serve as a deposit or a withdrawal. And as I heard someone else say, when we are not growing, we're dying. That sounds really harsh. But when you think about it on the grand scheme of things, it's absolutely true. Yes, dying can mean literal death, but it can also mean the death of your vision, your dreams. It can mean just plain old being stuck and stagnant in life, never moving toward the bigger picture or fulfilling your assignment of why you're even on this earth. Now, I don't know about you, but when I view it from that perspective, it causes me to be a lot more aware of my daily passive actions. One of the intentions I set for this year was to be a better keeper of my temple being my body. This is not simply a weight loss goal. Now, let me be clear, there is nothing wrong with making a weight loss goal. That is actually a very good idea if that's what you desire, but that's just not what I'm talking about in this instance. For me, being a better keeper of my body means that I am consistently mindful of how I nourish myself. Absolutely, yes, with food, but not just with food. But with things like reading or listening to audiobooks, podcasts, being mindful of who I allow in my space, what I watch, even the music I listen to, because as we know, music can be an entire mood. Am I getting massages? It can be getting manicures and pedicures. I mean, that can be something simple for some people, but something that can really be considered self-care for others. Things like, are you getting your hair done? Taking more relaxing baths, having alone time, meditating, exercising. Personally, I love my holistic chiropractic care. I love going there and getting adjusted. I love going to salt caves and just thinking and relaxing. In fact, we make it a whole family outing. I like to go by myself, but I also like to go with my entire family. We just really enjoy it. Spiritual, personal, business development, all of the things that put a deposit on your overall well-being. To put more perspective around this, without our bodies, we are absolutely useless on the earth. We cannot complete our life assignment when we're broke down. I mean, it's hard to do the simple things in life when you're broke down, not to mention care for your family. And when I say broke down, I mean sluggish, tense, irritated, frustrated, limited in our thinking. And to combat this, the overall management and investment of ourselves is an absolute necessity. Now, whatever we don't manage, we lose. When we don't manage our homes, we lose them. We don't manage our marriage and friendships, we lose them. We don't manage our relationship with our children. We lose connection or even custody of them if it's really serious. We don't manage our vehicles, like getting them serviced, changing the tires, things like that, we lose them. And when I say lose them, you may not physically lose the vehicle, but it might not work anymore, hence being broke down. The same with our bodies. When we don't manage our bodies, we can lose them. We can lose our health. And without a body on the earth, there's no assignment to fulfill. In that, we also have to make sure we're not being cheap and selling ourselves short. Yes, I said it. Let's not be cheap with ourselves. And again, over the years, I've had to get myself in check. I was always willing to spend money on other things, but not the things that really helped me be a better me. We travel, we go to concerts and outings, we buy clothes, jewelry, we eat out a whole lot, buy gadgets and electronics. Have you checked the current price of these cell phones? You name it, we spend the money on it. But then when it's time to invest in ourselves, then it costs too much. We don't have the money. We're broke. We have bills that are due. We'll spend hundreds of dollars on a Beyoncé concert, but we will not spend the same on our own development. Ladies, something is wrong with that picture. And just so you don't feel like I'm being too hard on you, let me spill my own tea and tell you how I had to get my entire mind right. There is a business coach who I have been following for some time now, and she is absolutely wonderful. I love her. Now, if you guys are on social media, on any of the platforms, there are a million and one business coaches and people who are there inspiring you just to be better and do better. Now, you have to really be careful with who you choose. And for me personally, I don't really go with exactly who's popular or who has the most followers. Like, it has to be a vibe. I have to gel with you. I have to, when I'm watching you or following you or keeping up with your content or the things that you're putting out there, it could be podcasts or books or whatever it is, it's like a feeling I kind of go with. You know, you kind of go with your gut. So I don't necessarily go with the most popular people. Even if I follow them or kind of watch the things that they do and implement the things that they say, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to put my money and my dollars to invest in order for them to coach me. But this one particular person, absolutely love her. Well, she had a one-on-one coaching session and she had an introductory price. During the time that she had the introductory price for her session, it was so much going on in my life. It was family issues and just things we were trying to work out, and we were doing a lot of traveling, and it was just a lot of stress going on. So I said to myself, okay, I'm going to go ahead and book her session, because she did say, my friend told me that she had mentioned her prices were going to be going up. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and book the session. It was so much going on. Long story short, I forgot. So I finally looked on her calendar to book it. I said, okay, well, let me go back to my calendar and see what's available. The next day, her prices shot up and I was so mad. I wasn't mad at her. I was mad at myself. I was mad at the situation. And I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, one thing, I don't know about you, but I love deals. So when I feel like I've missed out on a deal, like if you see a shirt that is on the rack for, I don't know, let's say it's originally like $40 and then it's marked down. So now it's like $15. And for whatever reason, you didn't get it and you came back the next day and now it's back $40. Like, you don't even want the shirt anymore, because it's like, even if you originally wanted to pay the $40 because you knew that it was marked down to $15, it's like, I don't want to pay $40 anymore. Well, that was what was happening with me. So I was so irritated with myself, but I know I needed to book this session, but I was just like, but I'm paying so much more, but what am I going to do? You know, and I'm just going back and forth in my mind. And so for at least probably, I was going to say like 2 months, maybe, I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until I realized, Achi, quit being cheap. When I thought about what she charged for this session, even when she went up on the price, I have spent that probably 4 or 5 times over just on food, just on eating out, a smoothie here, a bowl or acai. I love acai bowls, guys. Acai bowls here, salad there, restaurant here, you know, anything. Even if you go to the store, I love Trader Joe's. Chips, snacks, whatever it is, like, the money has been spent, okay? 5 times over, it's been spent. And yes, I say food, yes, we have to eat, but it's like, that's something that our family spends a lot of money on. And it's like, you can spend that money on developing you. And I know this, but again, being cheap with myself and being irritated that I missed the deal. It's not her fault. I missed the deal. I didn't want to spend the money. So here I am, willing to miss out on something that can make me better, make the business better, make my outlook on things better, because I want to be too cheap and not spend the additional money. She's worth it, 100% worth it. My thing, Amazon. Amazon gets so much of my money. Okay. So that's a whole other conversation. So when I even look at Amazon, like the money I've spent on Amazon, I could have paid her three times over already. So I always like to say, the money is going to be spent. You just have to decide what you're going to spend the money on. So are we going to spend the money on making ourselves better and improving our overall well-being? Or are we going to spend the money on the everyday passive things that don't really truly add value? And so with that, we also have to be intentional about the overall process of making ourselves a priority and then being very practical about implementing it. If it means putting it on the calendar, do so. Just as you put a dentist or doctor's appointment on your calendar, schedule in your personal time. Schedule in your time of personal growth and development. As a new mom, this is something that I am still learning to do, but it makes a world of difference. I'm a hard worker. Rarely do I just sit down and relax during the day. When my day is over, it's like I have crashed. I've done so much throughout the day. I've got so much done. When I sit down, it's like, okay, I am done. So actually taking the time out to care for myself is paramount. So as you close out this day, this week, or this month, think about if your daily activities and associations are depositing or withdrawing into your well-being and the effective care and management of your temple. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'd love to hear about your discoveries. Shoot me an email at behindthiswoman@gmail.com and let me know what's true for you. And as always, thanks for listening, guys. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to Expressions on Behind This Woman podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, do us a favor and rate, comment, and subscribe. Hop over and follow us on Instagram at behindthiswoman_podcast. Or you can visit our website at www.behindthiswoman.com. See you next week.